Well, I mean, in the pasture anyway, so we didn't keep the calves long enough to know much about it anyway.
What are you saying to mules or horses to make them go left and right?
G and haw.
And that's?
G is to the left, to the right, and haw is to the left, I think.
What do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
What do you say to stop him?
Woo.
What do you say to your chickens when you're feeding them?
Tick, 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 tick.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you have to get all this gear. What do you call all this gear? It's the
harness.
When you are driving, when you're plowing, what do you call the things you guide the mules with?
Trace chain. Trace chains. Uh-huh.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback? When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
You're not forgotten. Lead, I guess.
If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little...
A piece over, uh-huh.
If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you say you have a what before dark? You have a what to go?
A few miles to go, is that what you're wanting me to say? Uh-huh.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say you could find that just about...
Most any place.
If you slipped on the ice and fell this way, you fell...
Backward.
If you fell this way...
Forward.
If I said, if you went fishing, I said, did you catch any fish? You'd say, no.
I didn't catch any fish.
Have you ever heard the word nary?
Yes.
how do you hear that used?
Nary a one.
Do you ever use it?
I hope not. I don't know. I hope not.
The trenches cut by a plow are called?
Furrows. Sometimes they're done up into rows, you know, that makes the middle, you know, for the rows.
If you have a good yield, you say you raised a big
crop.
If you want to get rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you
clear the land.
The second cutting of clover or grass is called what?
I don't know.
Wheat is tied up into a...
I don't know. Now, see, I'm not familiar with any of the wheat or anything. I imagine in balls, so...
Uh-huh. If you had a bundle, do you know what you would pile it up into? A lot of those would be piled into a...
Stack.
You might be familiar with a hymn called Bringing in the...
Sheaves.
Yeah. We raised 40 watts of corn to an acre. 40...
Bushel of corn to the acre.
What do you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Now that I don't know. I'm not familiar with oats.
If you had to spank one of your children, what might you say? Would you use spank?
Yes,
or?
I spank my children. Uh-huh. Sometimes whipped.
You ever use thrashed?
No. I've heard it, but I don't remember using it though.
How would you say it?
Thrashed.
Uh-huh. If something that we had to do today, just the two of us, we'd say we have to do it or...
We did it. Are we?
You could say, instead of saying we, using a double subject.
Mary and I did it.
Uh-huh. Or if you're talking about me, you'd say, what?
You and I.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Both, if you don't...